cliche. I don't know where I should go. I'm stuck in traffic on the road. I've got my dial on the radio. It's tuned to KROX. Let's go, 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 let's go.
There we go. The pick me up I needed after a long weekend.
You feeling picked up?
Feeling picked up now. Feeling good better. You. Feeling good. You. Ready to roll.
Well, that's what that silence tells me.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, we take turns talking here. I kind of figure that's what I would do.
Oh, I've already made him angry, folks. Yeah, I've already made it angry.
Not angry.
And it only took less than 10 seconds.
I know. The intro got me going. Now I'm not. Thanks, Matt.
I didn't mean to. I was just playing games with you, Ben.
That's okay. How was your time off? Enjoyable?
No, it was horrific.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
Well, we knew it. I think we said it when I was leaving here last week. I said there's no good plan that doesn't come unraveled at some point.
I haven't
had a vacation in 2 years, so I knew it would come apart.
I was looking at the internet this weekend and told my fiance, Matt can just not have a good time off. Matt cannot have a good time off. I was like, I'm almost mad for Matt.
Yeah.
That's the only time I got angry at the internet this weekend was in because of you. Oh, for you.
Thank you.
I empathized and was like, oh, God damn it.
We'll get into it in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff
coming
up today. But
I will just say that there were a lot of planning. There was a lot of miles. There was some money involved. And then, then the laces came off the shoes.
Oof, oof.
It really was a blast.
Can't get away from it. And this is an interactive show after all. So we got the phones open, social media at Just Matt and CJ. Would love to hear your drastic or, I guess, good tales of the Turkey Day weekend.
Yeah, I'm hoping everybody had a good time. Mine wasn't. I mean, I was actually glad to get away. Had a fun time. It just ended up being funny, and
it's very your family, and
it's very much.
Very, I mean, I could not believe it when I saw what happened. I could not believe it.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
Oh.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
What makes today the greatest? Why, it's Cyber Monday, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Following Black Friday, Cyber Monday is a day of online deals on products, typically in the realm of, you know, tech, gadgets, and cool gear, but now including everything that can be bought online. Almost anything, anywhere. The term was first coined in the 2005 holiday season after research showed the Monday following Thanksgiving was a huge day for online purchases. Since then, it's become a lovable marketing ploy for businesses looking to keep sales bumping after the holiday weekend. And, of course, for those savvy buyers that don't want to get out in the murder mobs, the crowds of death deal seekers. Some of this year's hottest items from today include Apple AirPod Pros down to $190 from $250. TVs from Best Buy, which TVs seem to be one of the hot items all the time, Black Friday. The Sony 65-inch being discounted $1,000 down to $1,499. They're also offering MacBook Airs for $200 off. eBay has select refurbished electronics for up to 60% off. That's actually where I bought a few of my Ring cameras for the outdoor, was last year during Cyber Monday. Actually, a couple years ago on eBay, because they're used. They're cheap and get a good deal on Rings that way.
Are those the Ring doorbells that the cops asked to see the footage from the time that somebody shot somebody in front of your house?
Yes.
Good deal you got on those for sure.
Well, I mean, I didn't get everything in the neighborhood. It's not my fault.
Oh, it didn't actually capture that?
No. It wasn't in range.
Yeesh.
It doesn't capture everything.
Well, I'm glad you got a discount.
If I had my way, there would be cameras all over that damn house.
Let's do it.
We also got AT&T and Verizon want to get you in an iPhone 13. I'm sure there's some kind of weird catch. They are offering $1,000 off if you qualify. Williams and Sonoma. I didn't know that still existed outside of the old magazines at doctor's offices. Cookware for 50% off. I know a lot of people on the internet are bitching about cookware right now. So there you go.
I need a cookware. I need a new spoon.
There you go. Williams and Sonoma. Wayfair is offering a lot of savings, 80% off certain items. Kids not included, of course. And yes, Matt, if you were wondering, the Lego shop also has great holiday deals. Amongst the great deals VIP points are double. It means if you buy an item, you get double the VIP points for Lego.
What is VIP? What is that?
It's VIP points, Matt, for Lego. You get double right now. So buy your Legos today.
What do I do? Is that qualify me for like an extra level of dorkdom or something?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Overall, from my scant amount of research I did, it seems the place with some of the absolute best deals on stuff right now, Best Buy. Best Buy, great deals. You can also pick up in store. No, I'm not like getting paid by them. I should be, though. You can also buy Legos at Best Buy.
Cool. Any good deals over at Circuit City?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you don't have a place to live and need a crumbling roof over your head,
or stay in an old Circuit City.
Yeah, or if you're going into, you know, perhaps selling fireworks by bulk, or, you know, even you want to open your own Halloween costume shop, just contact Circuit City. They've got a building in a parking lot somewhere on the outskirts of town you can use.
Yeah, sorry, Circuit City, don't worry. Next year, I'll use that joke about fries, so you'll be off the hook.
Man, that fries is still up there, still just empty and sad.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. They're still... I'm going to be sad when Fry's is out of business, because then how are they going to sell short-sleeve business shirts anymore?
You're not,
without the crew needing them.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Time for Spentertainment. Let's let him out of the dungeon, ladies and gentlemen. Every day, Spence, the producer, is let out of the dungeon. If he entertains us, he can stay out of the dungeon. Otherwise,
back inside it.
You've had like 4 days to come up with an idea to entertain us, Spencer, as we've been out of the office. It better be good, or my God, you'll stay in there for weeks.
Weeks? Man, I really didn't prepare a whole bunch. I hope this is okay.
Let's see.
Collection of a bunch of different stories.
Let's hear them.
Kickers,
okay,
if you will. Starting off with a PSA, Dollar Tree is hiking its prices 25%.
Yeah, brutal.
Yeah. Ah,
most
that's
items are going to cost.
Biden's America.
$1.25.
Inflation.
I mean, 25% chunk is actually, I mean, percentage-wise, that's it. That's a huge.
It's huge, dude.
It's huge.
Yeah.
I know it's only 25 cents, but yeah, percentage-wise, it's a shame.
There are a lot of people that rely on places like the Dollar General, the Dollar Tree, 99-cent store. And that's a big jump.
It's some false advertising too.
It is. They're not going to change the name because
$1.25 tree
sounds terrible, man.
I'm not quite a fan of that. No, we know Austin's getting expensive here, real estate, all that stuff. IKEA is making a tiny apartment that costs less than $1 a month. The only catch is it's in Tokyo, and it's like 10 meters squared.
Damn,
it's
very
small.
I was hoping it was in IKEA.
I wish.
They just opened up some attic space to live in.
Nah, I wonder why IKEA doesn't lease some space inside their store.
They've got everything you need.
Everything you need, and then just put some of it behind plexiglass, and then like a zoo.
You can watch people live.
Yeah, you watch people living their lives, and they're just regular old round Rockians. and they go to work like anybody else, and they raise a family in 10 square feet. And you go, hey, that's interesting.
It'd be the only affordable housing in the Tri-County area, especially in Austin.
And can you live in 10 square meters, though? You're going to get pretty fat on all those meatballs, if you know what I'm saying. Lingonberry.
Their pizza's pretty damn good, too.
They have pizza?
Yeah, they got slices.
Just assemble your own pizza?
Yeah.
Dozens stuck in a British pub with Oasis cover band for 3 days after a storm traps them.
Oh,
that's
God.
Essentially all it is.
No,
but
it's such a good headline.
I know. I love it. Where was this? Somewhere in the UK at this pub.
Doesn't matter. Details are only going to ruin the headline. It's
You're
just
right.
So beautiful.
I'm
you know
see.
How that is. It's your local pub that you go to, and then it's just the night that they book some GD cover band to play, and you're like, oh, okay, they'll at least be out of here in 2 hours. Nope. No one's leaving.
Everyone's trapped for 3 days.
I'd be locked into a pub with LC Rocks. You ever seen LC Rocks in the city?
Yeah, dude, I could take them for like 45 minutes at most.
Oh, no.
But you know if LC Rocks is playing, you're also locked in with a lot of MILFs from Lakeway. And
yeah, but they
Steiner
lean,
Ranch.
They lean so hard into like the 80s hair metal. And they really lean into it, which makes it... the first time I saw them, I really thought it was going to be an eye roller.
No,
and then I was
fun.
Like, you know what? I'm thoroughly enjoying this.
Webcam model accidentally shoots herself in the vagina with a 9mm handgun while trying to do a pornographic OnlyFans style thing. It doesn't really get into a lot of details.
No?
Unfortunately not. No, I read this whole entire article. It's only about four paragraphs.
You know, I...
Got to be some swelling.
I preach it a lot. There's got to be more gun safety and training. Everyone should have to learn that. Like, bring back shop class in high school. Do a little bit of weapons training just for safety purposes because... You know, trigger discipline, a good way to not to shoot your snatch off.
Yeah.
was she trying to show off about concealed carry? What exactly was she doing?
A Corona monument can't be unveiled due to Corona. this says it's out in West Flanders. Where is this? I'm not exactly
even
sure.
Flanders?
I believe so. Anyway, they have a monument to, of course, many who've lost their lives to COVID. But they've had a little swell of COVID, and they're not going to open it up just yet on account of COVID. They'd be like, it kind of suck, you know, if people caught COVID at our COVID monument. So.
What is? Did they tell you anything about the shape of the monument?
Yeah, or is it one of those big viruses that you see all over the...
Well, when you just said COVID monument, I thought you meant a monument to COVID, which I thought, that's odd.
We must start worshiping it.
it's taken over. Doesn't say a ton here, just... There's just pictures here, and I'm just not the most descriptive lad. Here's one last one for us, though. One little idea that I think is kind of nice. Hong Kongers are paying to go on bus rides to nowhere to have a quiet spot to doze off for 5 hours.
Yeah, we actually mentioned that once before.
Did we?
I think.
Damn it!
But it's okay because I love the term Hong Kongers. Like, that sounds... It sounds like...
It's mildly racist.
Oh, just the sound actually of just it. Thought it sounded more like...
Is it, though?
Just the way it sounds.
Yeah. Look, anywhere you can go to get a good night's sleep, I think, is worth it. I just stayed in multiple hotels, and I got to tell you what, getting home to your own bed... Is that why we go on trips? Is that we can
when we return, it's way better.
We can actually appreciate our own home again or whatever. Because I'll tell you what, I did not sleep.
I mean, that's the difference from being an adult versus in college or whatever. Because you're sleeping on a mattress on the floor, whatever. You go to a hotel and it's like, oh man, I can spread out. And now it's like I already have the perfect bed and everything.
I thought you meant the difference was that when you were younger, you were like, yeah, I went to a hotel and I did not sleep. And now you're like, man, I went to a hotel, I didn't sleep. It's very, very different. In your relationship, isn't it? Well, you know what, Spencer? You brought me some laughter, so I say you could stay outside of the dungeon.
Yes! Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Welcome back, parents. You're in the pickup line, and it's parent pickup time. Guess what? Toys, toys, toys. We can start talking about it. Toys, toys, toys.
Yay! It's that season. It's that time.
It's that season. A reminder that Chewie's parade did not happen this year. Blue Santa, Operation Blue Santa, way behind on toys. And if you have toys that you want to donate, really the best way to do it is you can drop it off at any firehouse. Letting people know, hey, if you drop off toys at a firehouse...
They'll put out your home when your Christmas lights burn it to the ground.
Exactly. Also, maybe you can help some kids out there have a nicer Christmas. Obviously, with COVID, a lot of families will be doing without. And because they didn't have the big parade, if any of you have ever had to... Be dragged out there. Look, it's for a good cause. I get that.
You've had to be in it.
I hate the Chewy's
parade. Dragged out by your work.
I hate it.
I do too, but it's the only time I've been actually recognized as a celebrity.
Oh, really?
but I was in full Grinch costume, and I had my dog with me. So every
time... Did they recognize
time,
you or the dog?
They recognized the Grinch.
Right, right.
So it was every stop there were people running up to me to take a picture.
God, I was asked to be in it one year, and they were out of, like, superhero costumes. So they had, a werewolf costume that they asked me to wear. And then you just walk down the street, and kids cry.
Yeah,
They're just constantly crying when they see you. And I'm like, this is... Horrible.
It's not fun, quote unquote, as a celebrity to participate.
Now remember, they're looking for new toys.
It's for a good cause.
Yeah, new toys for kids anywhere from, you know, little infants all the way up into high school. And they can always use those gifts. And you can find out more at, you know, just Google Blue Santa Austin and you can find out exactly what they're needing. Now, that got me to do. Remember, they don't want used toys. They
don't want used toys. This isn't Goodwill or the Salvation Army where you get rid of your old crap.
Right.
Don't be a douche.
Shouldn't be getting rid of your old stuff anyway because It could be valuable in the future. A lot of experts out there talking about, hey, how, you know, sometimes somebody will find something in their attic that's worth $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 on the secondary toy market because it conjures up nostalgia. They're asking sort of like, you know, what will be the next big money toys in the future? Do you have a toy that you wish you had kept from when you were a kid?
Absolutely. I had a bunch of action figures that were from He-Man, Master of the Universe.
Big dollar right now.
Big dollar from the early 80s. And I also had a bunch of the new Ninja Turtles action figures.
Yeah.
My parents had a garage sale and I wanted to participate. So I put a bunch of them in a bin with like 10-cent markers on them, and some guy bought them all up. And I didn't quite realize how garage sales worked, but I wanted to participate. I sold all those, dude, and they would be—I mean, technically they wouldn't be worth crap because once they're out of the case and played with, it's not as valuable.
Guy just said just sold a full set of Masters of the Universe action figures for $50,000.
But were they played with? What's the condition of those?
Well, I just want you to feel bad. Don't get into the specifics. I just want you to feel bad about yourself. Experts say, here's the deal. Anything you have that's in original packaging, maybe your kids didn't open it up, that's a bonus. Hide that somewhere. You can probably get good stuff for it. The Masters of the Universe were unopened, okay?
That's where... Because they made action figures, and I have a lot of Hot Wheels. Like, back then, it had rubber and hair, like it was actual, you know, a little higher quality than toys today.
Anything that's mass-produced is probably not going to be worth that much. So if something was really, really, really a hot item for one Christmas, what happens is that the market gets flooded with it afterward, and then there's so many out there that nobody really cares.
My dad's the type that saved all that crap, and then with eBay coming around, you quickly realize, hey, everyone's got all that crap. Everyone's got a Tickle Me Elmo.
But if you have something that's sort of selective, especially from a big franchise, Star Trek, Batman, Spider-Man, anything like that that your kids really haven't played with much, you might want to sock it away because maybe that's the only way they'll get to go to college since you're not saving any money out there, fools. Christmas. Anyway, that's today's parent pickup. Toys, 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 toys.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
Today is the last day to eat your Thanksgiving leftovers.
Oh, so sad.
I know. This according to the USDA. So once again, the GD government trying to tell us what we can do in our personal lives.
Fake news!
Fake news! Don't believe it. Eat your turkey whenever you want. According to the USDA, if you had Thanksgiving on Thursday, today is the last day that several items are still good in your fridge. They say you could probably push it and eat a few of them, but recommend not doing so.
5 days on cooked food.
Might make you a little sick.
Yeah, one of the saddest things that ever happened to me was you ever take one of those classes when you worked at Joe's Crab Shack or whatever?
Oh, yeah, the food handlers.
Food handlers licensing, whatever, and you got to go out by the airport. And then they just tell you that everything you've been doing your whole life is going to kill you. And you're like, wait, what?
I let things roll for a minute. And it's a constant battle between me wanting to have a clean, organized fridge and not wanting to waste stuff.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of like every 2 weeks we do those meals that come in packages. Right. Just as like, you know, extra dinner stuff. And I don't like throwing those away because I feel like we're wasting them.
Dude,
but
I killed Thanksgiving this year. I mean, I just murdered it. And I'm sad because there's a little bit left over. And I want to stretch it for another 2 or 3 weeks. I want to enjoy it.
Same. I think after Friday, you eat the little, you take your rolls, you make your little turkey sandwich, heat up stuff. Saturday, you heat up stuff. Sunday and Monday, you're tired of it. But then midway through the week, you kind of start thinking, oh, there's still that dark meat with a little bit of skin in there. Got some rolls, little casserole. Nope. Today's the day that they recommend you throw it away. This includes turkey, stuffing, taters, yams, green beans, your casseroles, your gravy, even your pumpkin pie. Only holds 3 to 4 days, 5 if you really want to stretch it. So if you ate Thanksgiving Thursday, you better get rid of it now. There are certain things you can put in the freezer. Obviously, you can cut up your turkey meat, put it in a bag, get all the air out, freeze that. But you ever thawed like any turkey after Thanksgiving?
Well, you don't want to use it as just regular turkey. But yeah, I smoke turkeys during the year. I freeze whatever's left over. And every Christmas is tradition. I make a smoked turkey gumbo.
Oh, okay.
It's fine there
That's
in
good.
A soup or
yes,
whatever.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, if you try to thaw that stuff out in the microwave and go to eating it, you're going to be
sandwich
sorely disappointed.
Meat, no.
Yeah.
I've noticed even brisket, if you're just eating it straight up, doesn't hold up after you freeze it. Because every time I make a brisket or ribs, I'll have leftovers. Meat does not freeze well. What does is a ham. Ham you can freeze and thaw, and it tastes fine because there's so much crap they inject into that.
I'm going to make our listeners mad, but my family and I were headed out of town on Thanksgiving Day, and originally we planned on I was going to cook some stuff and then heat it when we got to our location, but we found out that the location was going to be super windy and like 32 could, degrees outside.
You could. You also probably can't have fires in West Texas when it gets windy
well,
enough.
Well, what I decided to do is we pivoted and decided on Wednesday, let's make Thanksgiving dinner tonight. Some people are going to get mad at this. You may be one of them. But I made a turkey and stuffing meatloaf.
That sounds good.
It was.
Yeah, man.
It was. Dude, look at me. Look in my eyes. I'm going to tell you that I changed Thanksgiving for the Beardens forever.
And
ever
from,
and ever.
And from
I
that day.
I won't ever have turkey again. I'm doing the turkey meatloaf. It was perfect. Everybody loved it. Ba-boom!
And that was the highlight of your entire week.
Oh, it went
week.
Downhill from there.
It went downhill, from there, which
we'll
discuss
about that later.
Later,
yeah.
The only thing that holds up and lasts is something that I noticed over the last couple weeks we got a lot of S for. Something that people said we are disgusting, we're idiots, we don't know about food.
Who, me and you or,
yes,
or you and your
us,
girl?
Us, the show. The thing that will last up to 2 weeks in the fridge, A-OK, just fine, eat it as you want, the canned cranberries. Canned cranberries
hell yeah.
Will last 2 weeks, homemade cranberries only 10 days. So there
I mean,
you go.
If you wanna
I feel vindicated.
If you want to put it in the fridge, that's fine, but I just leave my can out there on the doorstep in case any cats want some too. I'm going to share it.
Share it with everyone.
I love the canned cranberry.
So when you get home, throw away your turkey. Or put it in the freezer in case you don't want them dodos.
101X, Matt and CJ.
Oh, yes, it's time to pay the Pied Piper, however that saying goes. It's our sports bet conclusion, and we did a few over the weekend. We did 7, as a matter of fact, because it was a holiday weekend.
And it was early. Usually we do sports bet on Friday. We did it on Tuesday because we had the big holiday weekend. And then by Wednesday, I'd completely forgotten anything that I had bet on and couldn't even follow along this weekend. So now, just like the listeners, I get to sit rapt with attention.
Well, let's begin with the question I've asked every single week since the inception of this.
Why does no one love me? Oh, I'm sorry,
fantasy
too real.
Football. Christian McCaffrey over or under 23
points. I keep choosing the under.
Points.
One of these days, it's going to work for me.
He was actually predicted to hit right at 23 points. He's done the over every week. You chose under. He was injured and only got 3 points, so point for Matt.
I knew it would finally pay off.
Eventually,
it's
and,
one of those things
and it did.
I learned about statistics is, I'm just going to keep calling heads, then eventually it's got to show up.
And here's the thing for people that kept getting annoyed by that question, he's probably out for the rest of the season. So that ends now.
You know what? If you hadn't told me that, I would have continued to bet
yeah,
on it with
yeah,
you because you know
I mean,
I don't follow.
We all know we have narcs out there. Well, Matt, actually, he's injured. CG's doing trick you. It's a radio bit. Tattletales.
Shut it, narcs.
English League One, which is the step below the Premier League. Who scores more goals, Sunderland or Cambridge United? Sunderland, of course, being the boss's team, Lawless's pride and joy. Cambridge United took that one. I believe the score was 2-1. So they scored more goals this weekend. Sunderland won. Sunderland won. Beating Cambridge United. I had that circled because Matt picked Cambridge United.
I did pick Cambridge United.
Yes, you did. Unfortunately, they lost, so that is a point for CJ. Speaking of the boss's
I don't
bet,
know if I can trust him right now. He just switched that in the middle of it. I don't know enough about it to actually fight you on it.
Okay, good. Who wins, Tulsa or SMU? You chose SMU, also the boss's team, continuing their terrible streak. They lost to Tulsa this weekend.
Wow.
That's a surprise.
Yeah, it is.
Where I'm surprised you picked this one. I thought you didn't. This would have made me pretty much the winner. Does Texas cover the spread versus Kansas State?
They said they did cover the spread.
Not only did they cover the spread, they won. So right. I guess some good news for the Longhorns. Matt gets a point for that one.
Yeah, I won't tell you how I came up with that one, but there's a thing that I've learned about spreads with home games and away games, where you're generally speaking, if you don't know, I just knew I was going
to
win.
Just guessing
that one.
It's better to cover the spread if it's a home team.
Especially if it's going to be the last game of the season, like it was.
Yeah. Senior day, too.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Things like that.
In the 101X Fantasy
League. Wait, so where's the score right now?
We have
1-1? 2-2?
2 Matt, 2 CJ.
Okay, and this is...
three questions remaining.
So you got, and you had to get best of four? Best of four.
In the 101X League, who wins this week's fantasy matchup between Dale and CJ? I don't know why you chose me, but I did win.
I was rooting for you.
Sure you were.
I was.
Sure you were. So that makes 3 points, Matt. One more, and Matt wins it. In the NBA, I wanted to know between three games, East versus West, who wins? The Knicks took on the Lakers. The Knicks won. Point for Matt. The Phoenix took on Brooklyn.
I picked Brooklyn.
Phoenix won that one, so we are now tied up. Golden State versus Philadelphia.
I chose Philly.
You did.
I chose the East all the way.
You chose the East all the way. Golden State won that one, so we are now tied.
But you actually said who scores more points.
No, I said who wins more games in the East or the West.
And son of a bitch.
Even if I said scores more points, the West still scored more points.
They did?
They did. Because they won two games to
one. That doesn't necessarily mean that they scored more points.
Yeah, there's...
How many points did the Knicks score?
Not enough to guarantee you any sort of win, but...
I'm trying to fight my way out of this, CJ.
Well, here it comes down to this.
It always comes down to the last question for some reason.
In cricket, India or New Zealand? You chose India because, yes, they are a powerhouse of cricket. However, for the life of me, I cannot figure out the goddamn score. Today is the first test of day five of matches. It's still going on, I guess, but today's the first what's called a test, which I looked up, and it's where they play a longer than usual game. So it's going on still to this moment, which leaves us tied, and you know what happens when we tie.
No. Wait.
Gets confused.
Why are we not waiting for the game to be, I bet on something.
Because this doesn't end. I don't know when it ends. I don't know what happens.
I can get Adi Anand on the phone right now, and we can have an answer as to what's going on.
And then the boss would say, oh, yeah, we don't know who that is. Why are we talking to some random guy? Spencer, I would like to give you the coin. Oof. Matt, since you're throwing a temper tantrum, even though I constantly lose.
Wow.
Does it seem like I'm throwing a temper tantrum, or does it seem like I was asked a question, I gave an answer, and then he's decided, well, before the game is up, we're just going to go with a different...
I think you're being fair. You're bringing up some good points.
But thank you.
There's no telling when this game ends. Like, it lasts through December.
And you didn't know this before getting into this cricket stuff.
No, I saw that on Saturday. New Zealand and India were playing cricket.
Well,
I didn't
you forfeit that question.
I didn't realize it goes on every single day.
Sounds like you asked a bad question, you forfeit it, you lose.
Listen, this isn't fun for me. I create this every week and do the work for it and do the research, then check the scores and regularly.
I have to do the guesses.
Yeah, that's all you got to do is pick one. That's all you got to do. And now you... Okay. Matt will pick heads or tails.
So it's coming down to a coin toss.
Who tosses the punishment, Plinko?
Heads.
Heads?
Heads it is.
Here we go, boys. I'm flipping. I don't know.
Dude.
I don't know. I'm
going to
flip it again.
Is that supposed to be a coin flip?
Yeah, you got
to
catch it. All right, here we go.
But how do I know what just happened right there?
Shh.
What is it?
It's heads.
Yes. Yes. See, all that crying.
I was like, hey, before you argue, calm down.
There
CJ's
he goes, folks.
Got a Plinko.
I believe this is now like 5 weeks that I won this knowing nothing, which I know has to frustrate.
Has to frustrate
CJ because
two out of three.
He knows so much more about sports than I do. All right, here he goes. Punishment Plinko. He's going to let go of the Plinko chip. It's headed its way. It's almost halfway down. There's a three-thirds. There you go. What do you got?
I've got to eat a spoonful of the spice. Melange. So cinnamon, spoonful on air tomorrow.
Perfect.
Tune in tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? I'm going to go talk to Digital and see if we can't get cameras on tomorrow.
I love it.
Eating an entire spoonful of cinnamon.
Let's not do it in here, actually. It might be a bad idea for the board.
Because I might puke and cough
as is done with this.
This is another one of Spencer's great punishments that he came up with last week, of course, being the rug burn that he had to give
me. You're going
to
weasel out of this.
How am I going to weasel out of it? Matt's didn't even do his punishment he lost.
What are you talking about?
You didn't do your punishment.
I dressed up as you.
No, I dressed up as you.
He bought Whataburger. I mean, I guess that's okay, but oh well. Stupid bit. I hate this.
You came up with the whole bit. I think it's been great.
Of course you have.
I think you ask pertinent, good questions. You've got listeners leaning in, wondering what's going to happen. It's been a great bit. Why are you throwing that away?
I quit.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
It's a debate that is tearing at the very fabric of this country right now. When is it okay to throw up the Christmas tree?
Whew, dude, I don't know. I mean, we had this whole Halloween discussion. I messed that up.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't sure, and some people say, hey, you should do it right after Thanksgiving. Some people are saying, no. You have to wait till December 1st. We're in a very weird gray area right now. Some people spent this weekend, their family was still in town. They thought, hey, family's around. We just had Thanksgiving. Want
to
feel kind of in the spirit for the next holiday. Why not throw up some tinsel and some garland and whatever else your significant other has spent way too much money on at the Home Depot?
Yes.
Put it up there in the yard for the neighbors to see so that they know that you like to spend money at Hobby Lobby. Some people are saying, no. You do not put anything up until it's December. I've even seen some online folk saying you shouldn't decorate until December 15th. Others saying they don't put up a Christmas tree. Are you ready? Until December 24th. But that's the day they put it up.
The holidays have already, I mean, Hanukkah just started. It's already the start of the holiday season. I think traditionally.
I do want to point out that anyone celebrating Hanukkah probably not going to put up a tree.
Yes, but I'm saying like it's the start of festivities.
Yes.
My tradition was always the weekend after Thanksgiving because that's when you have time off. Like you said, you have family in town. It's a fun group activity. I did the last 2 years. I've started around the 15th of November early because the sheer amount of stuff I put up takes a while.
I know that you went nuts during Halloween. You spent too much money. You had to decorate once. The weather took it down.
Not this
you had to
year,
decorate
yeah,
a second
yeah.
time. The weather took it down. You had to decorate a third time. I believe that was finally the charm. Are you decorating for Halloween? What do you do outside for that decoration? Are you the kind of person that puts up reindeer?
I run lights, pretty much, just a lot of lights.
Ridiculous amount of lights?
I mean, I have a 28-foot ladder that gets me way up into trees. I have my doomsday device, which is a pole I created with a hook that works on it. I mean, I hang up a lot of lights.
Could I borrow your 28-foot ladder?
Yeah.
I want to hang myself before I have to put this stuff up that my wife wants in the yard this year.
Yeah.
My wife is already leaning. Luckily, we went on a trip this year for Thanksgiving. Otherwise, she's already mentioned that I would have lost last weekend to me screaming. And it's so hard to get in and out of an attic when you're old, weak, and fat like me. And then you hit your head on the rafters.
That ladder always seems like it's going to break in half.
My wife refuses to just leave holiday decorations. When I put them in the attic, I put them in so all Christmas goes together in one spot.
Same, yeah.
Here's the problem, though. Like when Halloween was done and she was putting stuff away, she just shoved it in front of, I know she just shoved it in front of Christmas. So now I got to move everything again in order to get, it should just remain in its own little place. The only place that segregation should be allowed is in my attic between my holiday. I would never decorate. I'm a bah humbug person. I don't like any holidays. I don't like anything that's fun. I feel no joy. But I have kids and my wife, and they apparently are happy people. So I have to do some of this. Like I said, this is my big victory, is that for the first year ever, I managed to leave up my Christmas lights for the entire year.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Say, so, what do you think, Spen? That's pretty good. Pretty good victory, right?
I agree. Yeah.
Thank you.
I wish I could pull that off. Man.
I mean, you gotta lean into the trailer trash occasionally, and I'm not afraid of my roots.
When I moved into the house that I lived in with Chewy to get my deposit back from the new roommates after I moved out, they made me come and cut out my Christmas lights because I mean I was getting on the roof and putting that big ass ladder on the roof to get way up in those big ass oak trees, and they were. Not easy to take down.
No,
so
no.
I don't know.
Okay.
I love the light portion. The indoor portion, not so much.
Okay, so final votes. Spencer, when is it okay to put up Christmas decorations?
I'm agreeing with CJ here.
Start of the holiday season.
Yeah, after Thanksgiving.
But you don't have to wait until the beginning of December?
I don't think that matters.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me so much anymore.
And you're saying as soon as Thanksgiving is over,
yep.
Don't have to wait.
Day after.
I think you should have to wait at least until December 1st. But I'm in the minority. 50% of Americans say that right after the weekend, right after Thanksgiving, is when it's okay to put up holiday decorations. They're all wrong, though.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X. And now it's time for the Nerd Report.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
Yeah! A priceless piece of Roman art, classic history, worth, again, it's priceless, spent the last 50 years as a coffee table in a New York apartment. It's your Nerd Report, and I brought this one in because it reminds me very much of all the crap that used to be in my grandmother's house.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Dear sweet grandma, if you only knew what all that stuff was worth. So a priceless Roman mosaic that was once decorated in a ship used by the Emperor Caligula, basically spent 50 years as a coffee table for an elderly couple in New York City. They had no clue exactly what they had. An expert on Italian frescoes, mosaics, ancient stone, all that stuff, kind of described in an interview how he discovered this piece, which was basically a long-lost mosaic. It was in a ship for Caligula. It sunk during World War II. The Nazis discovered it. They stole it, gathered it up like they did a lot of art and stuff like that in Italy. The ship itself was then burnt. The artifact was lost forever. It was put in a museum. It was stolen. It disappeared again. And then, of course, all this time later, turned up in these elderly people's home.
But nobody knows exactly how it got there. They can't exactly follow the lineage.
Yes, actually, they kind of did find how it got there because this expert had a book signing or something in New York where he was talking about all these like cool mosaics and stuff like that from the Roman history in ancient times. And this was one of the ones pictured in it that was lost or missing, and this old lady, according to the story, which is at the Guardian, so you know who knows how true it is, but apparently approached this man and said, "Oh, that's our coffee table," and he and he asked how they got it. They said that when they were visiting Italy in the 60s, they bought it from an Italian noble family, essentially at like a little yard art sale. They bought it. It had been their favorite coffee table ever since. They turned it into a coffee table. What's kind of a bummer about it, this dude says, you know, I feel real sorry for them, but I couldn't do anything different, meaning he turned them in to essentially authorities, and it was confiscated, and it was taken back to the museum in Italy.
Well, I understand that, but so they didn't get... didn't get anything. Did they get yelled at?
No, the article says that it was an innocent purchase. It was probably somewhere down the line sold on the black market, ended up with this family. This
right.
family was getting rid of stuff. They bought it. No harm, no foul on them. But no, they didn't get anything to replace this thing, this fine art, this classic mosaic that's been their coffee table for 50 years. They didn't get anything.
Nobody stepped in. Like Aaron's rent to own hasn't stepped in for like a marketing thing and said, hey, we'll give you a coffee table at least until the end of the month when we come to confiscate it.
Not yet. You know, that's how the internet works, though, is usually someone helps out with a touching story like this. But no, this poor old couple just lost it.
Can't they do like all of us did in our apartments and put three or four cinder blocks down there and a board
piece of
across
wood?
It?
Yeah, the cinder blocks act as shelves as well because they have the little holes in it.
Hell yeah. They also act as a place for you to stub your toe when you're super drunk at night.
Yep. I'm kind of glad in a way that, you know, it's back in the museum where it does belong, as Dr. Jones would say, because imagine, you know, your grandparents pass away. They've got an apartment that's filled with crap. You inherit it and you just see something like that. You're tossing it out. You're garage selling it, which is probably how they got it in the first place. But
well, I will say, it's not only is it priceless, but it would have been worth a lot more if it had been a coffee table in Austin, you know, because it probably would have still had tons of dollars worth of cocaine residue all over it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just scrape that baby up.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
The gods got together, decided there's no way I could have a nice Thanksgiving trip, and they succeeded.
Or have you ever had a nice trip?
It's kind of a running joke we have. Most of my trips do get blown out somehow. Something goes wrong. A lot of times they get canceled while I'm headed out the door. My wife was very kind.
You've had to turn around several times to get glasses, who knows what.
I have not taken any days really in... for all intents and purposes in 2 years. And I was really looking forward to this. Headed out to the desert, which is where I kind of usually can kind of
unwind,
collect my thoughts, restart, and could not wait. I even told you that last week, and I said I'm worried because I've put so many of my hopes and dreams into this 4-day trip that there's no way I can live up to it. It's actually going to be trash probably, and it really started to show its rear its ugly head as soon as we were out the door. I was about 3 hours from the city. We were going out to Fort Davis to do some hiking for Thanksgiving Day, and I realized I left all my shoes at home. I had only this pair of old 1960s boots, which are not...
hiking, but you're being kind of authentic.
Very authentic, but I will say that a leather-soled shoe... it's dress shoes. I'm basically hiking in dress shoes. And I was like, I'm not turning around. My wife said, well, you can just buy some shoes when we get there. And I was like, who is open on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
In Fort Davis County. There's nothing. And we got there, and I hiked in dress shoes just to keep everybody happy. That night, I could not sleep. I hadn't slept the night before either because my dog had seen that we were packing, and so she gets nervous.
She knows, yep.
All night long is waking me up. All night long. So I was in kind of a... I wasn't in a great mood, and I felt for my family because they know I'm a crank, and they're like, here he is again. Being old cranky dad, right? Just a pain in the ass he is. But I just thought, no, I'm just going to lean into this and be okay. Look, I'm not going to be a great sport about things. But I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. Tomorrow being Friday. Friday was going to be my first day where I didn't have to cook anything. I didn't have to drive 7.5 hours. Actually, it was probably 9 hours, right? And I thought, this is going to be great. This is going to be great. All I want is to get up early on Friday, and we were going to a really nice place called the Gage Hotel out in Marathon, Texas.
Wonderful.
And I can't wait to just get there and do nothing, have a cocktail. I even told my wife, and she said, all we have to do is dinner. Dinner. We have dinner reservations at 6:30.
Boom.
That's it. All right, dinner reservations at 6:30. Can't wait. We get there, noon, crack a cocktail. It's going to be great. We leave the city. Almost immediately, I'm pulled over by DPS because I have expired plates, but I have paper plates because we bought a used car, but they haven't sent us the regular plates.
Yeah, they're behind on that.
Right. He lets me go. I go about 15 more miles. I get pulled over by another DPS agent.
Same thing.
You have expired plate. Well, while they were doing, everybody, they were like, oh, I'm just going to give you a warning. They know they're not going to give you a ticket. They're just looking for something, right? Mm-hmm. I was in such a hurry that we left really early from Fort Davis. We get to the Gage to go check in, and it's like 11:30, maybe close to noon, and they say, well, you know, the room's not going to be ready probably till 3:30, maybe 4. A lot of people didn't show up to work today. And I go, that's okay. And I go,
can you check your bags,
that? Yeah, and I said, now remember, Marathon is a town of 300 people, so there's nothing there but the hotel.
Yeah.
And I say, that's fine. What, we're just going to hit the bar. And he goes, ooh, yeah, bar's not open until 4.
Okay. Okay. So now, hey, okay. Back in the car.
Hey, no, day's not ruined, but there's really nowhere to go because we're an hour from anything. By the time we get to something, we have to turn right back around and come back for when the room's ready. And I said, well, let's just walk around the city. And we walk around the city. The kids are kind of cranky, whatever. The Gage has a garden that's there. They have a well. They spray water on it. It's in the middle of the desert, but it's kind of insane because of the amount of trees and stuff that you can't even find all around the world, all in one place. I said, well, let's walk to the garden. But it's a mile, and I thought, well, we'll walk because that'll, you know what I mean? That'll burn
Eat
some time.
Perfect.
Kids actually were troopers. They walked the whole mile. We get there. We walk all the way through the garden. And now I look at my watch and I realize, well, I need a way to kill about another half hour. And the kids are done with the garden. But if I could kill another half hour by the time we walk back to the hotel, it should be around the
Perfection.
Time. That should all work out. And I look over, and it's like the gods are shining on me. In the corner, I realize there's a small little putting green, a tiny little putting green with 9 holes. You know those little ones that you guys used to have like at a hotel when you were a kid? And there happened to be 2 putters sitting there and 2 balls. And I thought, oh, this is great.
Is
my
perfect.
Kids will putt around in here. They can't hurt anything. It's fake grass anyway. And I'll let them putt. I'll sit back here for a half an hour, and then we'll all walk back. Hand a putter to my daughter. Had a hand a putter to my son, give him each a ball. I turn around to go say something to my wife, and right then I hear, and I turn around. Apparently, my son says, because it's been COVID, he said he forgot what putt-putt was like. I've taken him to putt-putt before, but he gripped it and ripped it. He thought that
it was
putter,
a driving range.
He went full John Daly, and he did a full swing with a putter. My daughter standing next to him, he hit her in the face, and I look at her, and it's just, I mean, it's a gallon of blood.
Ugh.
He has split her lip completely open.
This is not your first medical emergency on a road trip, I'd like to point out.
She starts talking, and she goes, and when she starts to talk, I realize, I don't even see teeth. And I was like, God damn it, he knocked her teeth out. We're in a town of 300 people.
Mm-hmm. Nothing
I'm a
there,
mile
but,
from a
yep.
car. So now my hiking cowboy boots become jogging cowboy boots, and I have to run a mile. Look at how
Back
fat
to the
I
hotel.
Am. Look at how out of shape I am. And I have to run at, we're at an altitude's a mile high. I can't breathe. I have to run all the way back. I run in the hotel. I go, where can I go get stitches? We're going to go stitches around here. Guy goes, oh, closest place is Alpine. It's about an hour from here. We get back in the car. I drive not 5 miles. What happens? I get pulled over.
You get pulled over again. Oh, my God.
We get to the place, and they're like, oh, well, there's no doctors here because it's Thanksgiving. We've got one doctor in and out. But so like 4 hours we spent there, and who knows how many thousands of dollars. This is how small a town it is. At the end of it, they handed me scissors and tweezers and said,
you get it yourself.
They said, well, you'll pull the stitches out yourself. Like, we don't ever have anybody come back for stitches. You just take them out at the house.
Oh, dude. hey, you got to see Alpine. You passed, I guess, the Target on the way.
It's demolished. They tore it down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was torn down a year ago.
No photo opportunities there.
No.
Damn it. Okay.
No, I have plenty of photos, some x-rays, some stuff like that. Check it out, my daughter's face where she got clubbed by her brother.
Oh.
That's my vacation. That
Congrats.
Was my vacation. The hell of a good time. Yeah, my daughter's face wide open, son crying the entire time. Anyway, good
And
trip.
Hey, don't worry, you're still going to get that bill.
That's true.
Probably a ticket in the mail
That's
for
true.
Your plates.
It's a vacation that just keeps on giving.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
My holiday weekend was not nearly as disastrous as yours, but it probably was a lot more expensive. And I did something that absolutely no one in their right mind would want to do the Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving.
See you naked?
This is even worse.
Spencer, I got him, didn't I?
Burn!
Spencer, I burned the bed.
That was good.
Did you go to one of those Black Friday sales or something?
No, we went shopping for a new car.
What?
Yes.
You went car shopping?
Went car shopping in possibly the most annoying, worse, very packed time to do it.
What? Oh, was it bad?
It was not. That's the thing.
Yeah, I actually hear it's kind of great to
catch.
Go.
It is so easy and so much better and so... Basically, COVID ruined everything in the world except for going and buying a car at an auto dealer. Because now you can go in person, and we didn't have to wait in line. You book your appointment. you fill out all your paperwork, you send pictures of your old car, and that's what got my fiance and I out in the first place was the amount of money they are giving for used cars right now is
pretty insane.
It's insane. Yeah. I checked a year ago to sell my car, and this year from last year, they're giving me $10,000 more for what my used car is worth.
Yeah.
$10,000 more. And if you have good equity, it's so easy to, you know, just use that as your down payment. And so we went looking at cars. They don't ride with you in the test drive, which I've always hated, and that's always been annoying. To sit there and get sold by someone you don't know when you're just trying to be like, hey, check this out. It's got four-wheel drive, babe, watch.
I think all that's changed a lot because because of a weird set of circumstances, I had to go buy a car and then rebuy it because it got totaled by someone who wasn't paying attention. But both times, someone's gone with me, but they've been so super casual. I think those days of like high-pressure sales and all that, I think is just gone now.
And it's also the price they're going to give you is the price they're going to give you, and there's no going back and forth. Even the one sales thing that they still kind of do is, you know, the extended warranty stuff.
Right.
They showed us. No. Okay, cool. And then it was so matter-of-fact and so quick, even signing the documents, last time when I bought my first car ever, 2016, it took 2 days to complete the transaction. I did not buy a car. I decided to hang on. My fiance, knowing that we were not going to buy a car, we straight up went in and bought a car.
Really?
And it took 3 hours. Dude, and it was so quick and so easy.
Well, when I pulled up today and I saw that PT Cruiser with a giant bow on it outside, I got really excited.
You knew it was mine. Yeah.
So you just bought a car over the weekend?
Just bought a freaking car.
Wow.
And that's...
Someone's doing all right on the show.
I didn't buy it. I said my fiance bought it. And she's now got a more manly car than I do, too, which kind of sucks. Yeah, it's actually cool. I'm really excited for it because it's something she's wanted for a long time. And just with this price,
is it a car that cleans up after itself?
Yeah, PT Cruiser. It's got the vacuuming inside. It's great.
What'd
you
get?
Sucks up all those bottles and bags. I'm not gonna say because listeners are effing creepy.
Oh, okay.
But it's tight as hell. It's a good ride, and her brother.
Yeah, enough about her. What kind of car did she get?
A great one. Her brother and all of his buddies are like drifters and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
And so she talked to him about it. Some of her ideas for the different vehicles she was going to get and came up with something good. And
cool.
It was so damn easy. But now I have to go out and see what was my car with the bigger engine, the all-wheel drive, and see this four-wheel drive turbocharged, big badass thing towering over my car, and I started looking right away. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get a truck.
I'm gonna do it.
I'm getting a truck.
There's finally a man in your house, though. That's gonna be nice, huh?
Yeah, about time.
Yeah.
Oh man, that sucks. Cause now she's gonna keep making me cook more.
Nah,
so lame.
Nah, dude, it's gonna be great. I can't wait to see you. And you, did you trade in your car? You finally get one of those little Fiats?
I decided not to because they didn't have the convertible that I wanted, and I just wanted the two seater. Also, I don't need anywhere but me and my little dog to go. So,
man,
I did get that. I did get that hankering though, and that was the toughest part. Was because I was like, "Look, they got this," and then
you got the car on Friday.
Got the car on Saturday.
Saturday
went in Saturday, got it on Saturday.
So has the joy worn off now? Where now you start to panic about the money and the things you're gonna miss out on?
Payments are less than she was paying before. It's great, and on top of that, there were things that I've been on her ass about taking care of, changing her oil. Something with the brakes, the dent when a kid skateboarded in the side of it, and she just traded in. What they quoted her online, even after looking at all that, that's what they gave her.
So what happened is this dealership basically completely undersold. They torpedoed you in your relationship.
Yeah.
Because she's like, it turns out I don't have to
any of this stuff.
Don't have to change the oil. Never have
it
to rotate
great.
The tires.
Yeah.
They just give you money when you go to the dealership now.
Yeah, it sucks. And my impulsive ass is sitting here on my phone every hour of every day looking at cars that I want to get, knowing that I shouldn't.
It's going to backfire on you, dude. If you go in, it's going to backfire on you.
Because
look at our luck. Look
I
at
know.
Our luck.
I know.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
You're
it's time for people behaving badly. I'll just have to play it live. And here's the deal. People are allowed to be on the street.
Not in front of my house.
No, the street is fair game. It's called a right-of-way, and people are allowed to be on it. You could be nosy if you want to. You can be the kind of person who calls the police on somebody. It's usually not going to go well for you. But what I'm telling you is you are allowed to be on the street. So if you want to talk to somebody, you can. But generally, the talk should not be... You can even say, hey, are you... I know you're waiting in front of my house for a while. Are you looking for something? Are you lost? Any way I can help? But you can't really just tell somebody to leave unless they're doing something suspicious. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to play this for you now. This is a gentleman. What I want you to listen to is listen very carefully to what happens as this unfolds. It's a gentleman. He's recording. He's already gotten yelled at by a woman for being on the street. And he's like, ma'am, I'm waiting. I'm doing work on a homeowner's, but they are parked in the driveway. I can't park in their driveway yet, so I'm parking here. And then I'll show. You know what I mean? Like, you don't show up early for an appointment.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Especially if you're... dude in a working truck.
Yeah, he's a contractor.
Got stuff to do.
So he's waiting down the block, and then he's going to go to them. Anyway, just listen very carefully. This is pretty funny, and it unravels in a really, really good way. The guy, luckily, is kind of record. He didn't record the woman, but he records when the husband comes over. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, he looks exactly like you think he looks. He's walking up right now. He's getting ready to yell.
Hey, bud, what kind of business you got here?
I have work right down the road. I just can't park on the street. I'm waiting for the homeowners.
You need to go wherever you're supposed to be and park.
Sir, if there's a
problem. Get off of this street. It's not a public street.
Then call the police.
And I appreciate you not talking to my wife like you talked to her.
She was rude. I was rude back. You're from Texas. Me as well.
You take this truck and you go to wherever you're going to be going because this is private property.
Call the police then.
You got it.
Okay, listen. Listen carefully. Listen to this old man, okay? Ready?
I'm sitting on the street waiting for... my appointment to be ready, and these crazy people out here.
Listen.
Get his face in there.
Call 911, please.
Calling emergency services.
The dude is so old that he can't dial 911. So he's so flustered. He's so flustered
Siri,
and angry.
Siri, what's the number for 911?
He's so flustered that he holds in and he goes, and he has to tell Siri. He goes, oh, call 911. Dialing 911.
Also, dummies, that's not what you'd call 911 for.
No, you could call 311, but 911 has no interest in, there's somebody on the street.
God, people were...
And after my wife yelled at him to move, he said he wouldn't. So I'd like the police to come talk to him. The police did actually show up. The guy filmed it. Or didn't film that part. He wasn't trying to become internet famous. He just recording for his own safety.
On safety, yeah, especially working.
The police did show up. The homeowners that where he was supposed to meet came down. I'm like, he's absolutely, we've hired him. This is ridiculous. And then the homeowners started yelling at their neighbors, like, why are you being this way? Anyway, it's pretty awesome. But I know it's not a very heated confrontation. I will say this. To both parties involved, no cursing.
Yeah, no, we can cursing. Play it on the radio.
Thank you very much for considering the FCC-regulated terrestrial radio.
Considering the amount of videos like this we watch and laugh at off air.
That we can't ever play because
not even close. It would just be beeps.
This was pretty fantastic, but my favorite part is just watching an old guy yell at somebody so flustered.
Siri, what's the number for 911?
Siri, why is this guy being such a jerk to me? Siri, make a note. Remember to take your medicine when you get inside.
People get weird and angry. Territorial. I don't get it. And why the need to constantly call 911? There needs to... You know how when we were a kid, they had the public service campaigns, or they would come to the schools and be like, you call 911 if this happens. They need to add to that. If this happens, you don't need to call 911. Calm your ass down. People just feel like...
Also, hey, one of the reasons all of our insurance keeps going up, you don't have to go to the emergency room for everything.
No.
Everything.
And stand in line in front of my broken
like
back ass.
99-degree fever, and you're treating the emergency room like a doc in the box?
Take some Robitussin.
Yeah, rub some Tussin on it.
We all know some Tussin will fix it. So that is today's
People Behaving Badly.
America, America, this is you. 101X, Matt and CJ.
Matt, what time is it?
It's time to win something.
Indeedly do. 512-835-1015. 512-835-1015. We're going to take some humans, and they're going to compete to win a pair of tickets to the New Year's Eve bash with Ghostland Observatory.
Ghostland puts on an incredible show.
Absolutely.
First time I saw them was at the Upstairs Ritz. Do you remember the old Ritz?
Downtown?
Yeah, before it became an Alamo. Yeah. It was a seedy dive bar. And then upstairs, you had this tiny little room where they used to do like swing and jazz shows and something. But Ghostland played there very early on, and it was really fun. And that was two people that completely rocked the room, and they've continued to have a great career since then. So I'm kind of stoked. That'll be a heck of a fun way to spend a new
Year's
Eve.
Oh, yeah. They put on a hell of a show. It's funny. The first time I saw them live was upstairs as well. In San Marcos, there was a place called Barfish, and I forget what the upstairs was, a like cool concert venue. And same thing, like just two dudes. Electronic, loud, everyone having fun.
Yeah, great.
Kicked ass. Let's get some humans on the line. Hey, caller, who's this?
This is Corey.
Hey, Corey. Welcome to the program.
Hang on tight.
Caller, who is this?
Nope.
Other person that's not Corey, are you there?
Ha-ha. Fire him. Go for somebody else.
Sorry. Bye. Caller, who's this? Hello, caller.
Yeah, I love that everything is getting jacked up right
now. Dude, caller.
Hello. I win by default,
Juan.
Guys.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now we've got Corey, and who else is this?
Juan.
Juan, welcome welcome to the show.
Yeah, Juan, Corey, here's the deal. A little bit of trivia. It's pretty easy today if you're just listening. And all you got to do is be the first to ring in and answer correctly. To ring in, just use your name. Juan, test your buzzer.
Juan.
Corey, test your buzzer.
Corey.
God, I love it when we have two humans that know how to follow directions. And they're like, what buzzer?
Genius.
What are you talking about,
I
buzzer?
I ain't got no buzzer. I can't press a button.
All right, gentlemen. Well, you're both winners since you can figure out directions. You already are ahead in life. But here we go. Ghostland Observatory tickets. Listen carefully. Best of luck to both of you. First question. Ghost Town Burgers is located in this just east of Austin town. Got an answer? Ghost Town Burgers. Which little town just east of Austin?
East.
Can you find Ghost Town Burgers? Just east. Just east.
Juan.
Juan.
Yes.
Lakeway.
It is not Lakeway. That'd be the wrong direction. That'd be west of the city. Hence, Westlake Hills, things like that. Any guess there, Corey?
No, unfortunately, I'm directionally challenged.
That's fine. The answer is Manor. Why not go out sometime and enjoy a little ghost town burgers? It's kind of fun. So the current score, can we get the current score?
Let me add, crunch some numbers.
Carry the one.
0-0.
All right, that may continue. Let's see. Guys, I just went out to the Davis Mountains, took my family out there. There's a research center out there that UT owns. It has giant telescopes. They host star parties, and it's known as the McDonald what? We're looking for tickets here for Ghostland Observatory. This is known as the McDonald what? Big telescopes where you can see stars and observe the universe.
McDonald's. Corey?
Corey?
McDonnell Douglas Observatory?
All I need is observatory. There is no McDonnell Douglas. I just needed the word observatory, which I even gave you.
It was Douglas.
But I appreciate you.
My bad.
Hey, no. You still got the point, Corey.
Ronald McDonald Observatory. I just needed you to say the word observatory. Juan, don't worry. You're going to get
still
this next
in the running.
One. This word, gentlemen, was just officially added to the dictionary. And it means when you stop talking to a girl that you were dating.
Corey. One. Ghosted.
It is ghosted or ghosting. So Corey's in the lead. Don't worry, Juan. These next ones are worth, I don't know. I'll make them worth 2 points or something. This will make it fun.
We are at 2 points for Corey, one for Juan. So Juan gets one correct and they are tied.
Okay. Guys, you go to an ER and they say, you seem fine. But then they say, we're going to check you in the hospital anyway, and we're going to hold you for what?
Juan. Corey. 24 hours.
Not 24 hours. Looking for a different term. What do you got, Corey?
Corey. Observation.
That's right. Remember, this is the Ghostland Observatory. contest. And there's no way you can win one, but let's have fun and make this next
Why
one
not?
Worth four, let me make it worth 3.95 points.
Okay, 3.95.
Okay. Aaron Behrens is the lead singer of Ghostland Observatory, and he is from this town. This town that is the county seat of San Saba County, and it is named for the San Saba River. What city am I looking for?
Juan.
Juan, what do you got?
San Saba.
It is San Saba, Juan!
Oh,
unfortunately,
so close.
Final score is 4 points to 3.95.
Thank you, Juan.
Which
try
Juan
again tomorrow, friend.
Means that you are still a champion in the hearts and minds of every citizen of San Saba. You have put them on the map in a way that Aaron couldn't even do it.
Absolutely.
But congratulations to Corey for actually going to the concert. But I don't know. Maybe Corey doesn't have somebody to take because he's ghosted somebody and he can end up taking Juan. Guys, I don't give. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. That is today's win something. Corey, don't go anywhere. Hang tight. Big baby son, Spencer Williams is going to talk to you. Make sure you get your tickets.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
Can a simple audio tone help heal you of your ails? It's the big question on today's Weird or Wired. This came to my attention via Facebook and then on Instagram, TikTok, all those things. Something called 528 kilohertz. That's right. No, I'm sorry, hertz. 528 hertz. Apparently the tone played at 528 hertz.
Wait a minute.
Is a tone that can help heal you, calm you, relieve you of some of your anxiety, and it's gone pretty viral over the last, it started in kind of August, but has really reached a peak in the last week. What do you want me to wait a minute about?
No, I've seen the South Park episode. This is just the brown note.
No.
Okay.
Oh, really?
It's a real thing.
What is the brown note? No, 528. They're talking about it. There's whole lessons you can go take, and it's the idea of, you know, that it's just a solid tone. Vibrates at a frequency that really resonates in our bodies and can help us. And in fact, when I started doing some research, I found out that some people have even said that the 528 hertz tone can, are you ready? Seems kind of wild, but can repair your DNA.
Wow.
Now, I was taken a little bit aback because my feeling was that if your DNA was broken, you were dead. But I thought, well, I'll do a little research because because something seems suspect, doesn't mean that you're necessarily always right, Matt. So I did a little research. They did play the 528 tone for some lab rats, and they found that the lab rats actually increased their production of testosterone. Testosterone can bring you added confidence, and with the added confidence,
more DNA.
It can bring you some calming effects because that added confidence means you don't feel as stressed. And then I read a little more fine reading, and I found out that what they did is for a solid 3 weeks, they played the 528 hertz tone at 100 decibels. Currently in the city of Austin, if you exceed 89 decibels at the street, you get a ticket for going over the sound ordinance.
The condo dwellers start bitching a little.
So what happens is they were blasting rats with a really, really, really loud tone. I think the reason that their testosterone went up is that they were super aggro and ready to kick some ass, right? Anyway, I still didn't want to. I'm just saying that things like a term like repair your DNA just sounds idiotic. It sounds a little like, I don't know, horse dewormer. Do you know what I mean? It just sounded. So I started doing a little more research. And what's one of the things we always say on this show? If you're suspicious about something, what do? You follow
the money.
So I decided to look up 528, and then I put in the term purchase, just to see if anything else came up, and it might lead me to understanding. I actually found an article from a Florida newspaper. Now, in very small letters, it says that this is a sponsored post. And as I started reading about it, they start calling 528 the God frequency.
Whoa!
Yeah, the God frequency takes advantage of sound wave therapy. They even say that the creators remarked that this program is easily worth $1,000 to $1,500. The cost is actually much lower. For individuals that want to make this purchase today, The cost of the entire program is only $37. Wow, that sounds pretty awesome. Also says God Frequency allows users to take greater control over their life by introducing them to audio files that can regulate their brain. Users don't have to learn any techniques to make the program work for them. They just need to listen to the contents files. Based on the biblical concepts, the creator states that users will achieve a particular frequency that get the same manifestation power that Jesus and his disciples had.
That sounds legit. Not as cool as ketamine therapy, which, as we all know, does work. But yeah.
Yeah, they said that you can manifest greatness for $37.
A month?
Then I also found that there's something called the 543 hertz, and then people are saying 543 is a CIA psyop to make 528 believers look bad. Folks.
Okay.
When it's all said and done, I'm sorry, astrologers, but I am going to call this one weird. It is definitely not wired. It's fake. It's BS. Don't buy into it.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Big shakeup in tech news in the social media world today. Quick question, Matt, before we get into this story. If the former CEO of Twitter helped you off a horse, would you help him off a horse?
It's a simple question. I don't know what you're at. I mean,
if the former CEO of Twitter helped you off a horse, would you help him off a horse?
Of course I would help Jack off a horse.
Got him!
Wait.
Yes, Jack, the former CEO of Twitter, and I do say former because he officially stepped down from Twitter, and I think Square is his other company today. There's a long news story about it and here and why, but I could care less about that. What I care more about is how people are going apes with conspiracy theories and other things.
Oh,
like
I love conspiracy theories.
One of the most prominent being that Jack was actually being controlled and a puppet of Twitter, and now people are tweeting things that censorship is about to get much worse at Twitter.com. Notice I said these people are tweeting about censorship getting worse at Twitter.com.
They're letting us know via Twitter.com
that things at Twitter are about to go haywire.
And when they say censorship, they are still people still believing that Twitter is owned by the government somehow?
Yes, I guess so. Or big tech is, you know, corporate media, big tech, and the Democrat liberal government, I guess, are all tied in with George Soros somehow.
The confusing thing has always been that it's not censorship. The government's got to step in for you to be censored.
Technically, yes. Well, absolutely. By the terms of law and constitution, yes.
I can be censored right now by Lawless could come in here, but that's because that's my job agreement.
Yeah, your company or a private tech company that you sign up for and agree to the terms of service. That's why even though I'm facing another Facebook ban right now, I never get on. I'm like, I've been zucked again. Facebook censored. It's like, no, dude, you violated the rules. Another fun thing that I see trending on Twitter right now are people talking about the censorship in Twitter, specifically being shadow banned. Yet I, CJ Morgan, who don't follow more than 1,000 people, I'm seeing your tweet about being shadow banned.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to come to the defense of some people who talk about shadow banning.
Yeah.
I've had multiple people who apparently hated me over the years, one in particular. And somebody was mentioning how rude this person was to me on Twitter, and I was like, I really don't know what you're talking about. I've never blocked anyone on Twitter. I don't mute anybody on Twitter. I went, and sure enough, this person had sent, I had added me, I don't know, 100 times. None of them ever appeared in my Twitter feed.
And now you're doing a radio show with
him. No. But this person was like an angry person that was just yelling at everybody, and so I think their account was technically shadow banned.
So the thing with that is there has been what we could say. Shadow banning goes back a long time, but the quote unquote shadow banning, but it actually didn't exist. These are just people that are dumb and don't understand that they're not going to pop up in an algorithm or feed because they're not trending.
But if you add somebody, it should go to them, right?
What they do now is there is a thing that Twitter has done the last couple of years.
Whatever.
Language, abusive language. If you're spamming, tweeting a lot, you're not you don't disappear. You can hit show, and then you hit show, and it'll show the accounts that they feel are this. And then under that, there's the censored one for, like, F words and stuff, but it doesn't go away.
Yeah, because, like, this person was one of those folks that has, like, I don't know, 200 followers and 10,000 tweets or whatever.
Yeah, tweets at, like, LeBron James. Yeah, just, you, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And was this was a person that just wasn't happy. But, I mean, it puts me in a weird position. I think people should be allowed to have access to you.
Well,
so I felt weird because I was like, I'm fighting for this guy's right to be really crappy to me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but I mean that's what Twitter does. You can still see it. You can hit show replies. You can see it. And Facebook, what they've done is if you every time you violate their policies or you post something that they consider to be bad, they do send you a message and say, "Hey, your crap's not going to show up in the news feed as much if you keep repeating these violations."
Right, gotcha.
But they tell you if you're being throttled. They tell you if you're being put back.
What are some more of the conspiracies going on about Jack? Are they saying that he's part of like the Epstein cult or something?
They're more celebrating Jack for freeing himself. They're saying he's not the problem. As a matter of fact, one of our favorite flip the script and take over a new kind of personality to get rich person, Candace Owens, is saying that it's not Jack's fault and he's not the enemy. She's been telling people for years, Jack Dorsey is not your enemy. He is a prisoner at his own company. She also says, good thing the Parler app is finally working properly and looks amazing. The communists will soon fully run Twitter. She tweeted that. She's also tweeted, how awesome would it be if Jack Dorsey opened a Parler account? The left would absolutely explode. She continues to tweet about Parler. Her husband is the CEO of Parler. but it's just basically a lot of stuff saying that he was controlled by his own company and it became a monster and he's now free. And that
were they saying that he's being controlled by like the evil banks or something?
Twitter,
I only
dude.
Ask because
Twitter,
his
man,
other businesses that he owns one of the biggest banks out there. So just he owns Stripe. So Square.
Square.
App.
Square. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just like okay.
Well, Jack Dorsey is he's free now, and
free
censorship on Twitter is going to get bad. So if you don't want to be censored, make sure to tweet to everyone every day that you're joining Parler, so you don't get censored.
Are there any other? Didn't the Pillow guy start like a Twitter kind of app too?
I don't know, but the Pillow guy did go off this weekend as well. We should talk about that tomorrow.
Is there any way we can... Let's talk to management and see if they'll hire Pillow guy to be on our show just for, like, every Tuesday.
Fair enough. We have to read his weird manifesto, though. That's his whole gripe now.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Turns out Matthew McConaughey won't be running for governor.
No more celebrity politicians?
There will still be plenty of celebrity politicians lining up.
Thank you.
We are an unserious, immature country, so it will continue to happen over and over again.
Hell yeah.
But McConaughey apparently put out like a... Like, I like the dude.
I do, too.
But I guess last night he put out, like, a 3.5-minute video saying, I'm not going to run for governor.
I'm not.
But he didn't have to put that out unless he was seriously considering it and he felt like he owed it to some people.
It's almost like he did this at the same time his book came out for a reason.
I don't know. I don't want to get into that or have judgments or whatever, but I will say it just seemed... I mean, if you even could put out a video, I could imagine you putting out a video and going, I don't know why people keep talking about me running. I thought about it. Why would I want to ruin my perfectly awesome life by going into an executive position in the government? It doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, thinking about this, I don't want to get all, you know, too political, but I was reading some stuff about the intelligence community and like when Trump first came to power. And it's like, why would you want to go do this? And apparently his transition staff and stuff, it took an extra week or so because they didn't think they were going to win. It is kind of like, why would you want to do that to yourself?
I mean, if your life is chill like that.
Especially McConaughey. Yeah, you got money.
He seems to have really mastered the just living day to day and living life and enjoying things. I don't know why you would want to go into that level of politics.
He can already walk into anywhere he wants to go to. He gets access that a governor would. He can walk into ACL Fest. He can walk into a Texas football game.
He can walk straight up and get a Bad Larry burger.
Oh, man, we can't even do that. He can walk into your wife's bedroom. I mean, he can go anywhere. No one's going to say anything.
I don't think he's the type. Trust me, my wife would open the bedroom door to a lot of celebrities, but I don't think Mike McConaughey is one of them. No offense. I know he listens every afternoon to our show. Yeah. It's just because she has too much respect for you, Matthew.
Yeah. It would make her think a little less of you having already partaked in the forbidden nectar. She would rather have it as a goal to achieve for a lifetime.
Also, she wouldn't want to be with Matthew McConaughey because in the middle of it, she might think about who she's really thinking about and then cry out the wrong name.
Yeah, we would hate that to happen.
Get it? Because it's the same name, but it would be a different name, though, because she's not even wanting to be with me.
It's very easy.
Well,
no more chances of him being governor, so I guess we're back to
Abbott
again.
Or maybe it's all part of the PSYOPs, the CIA PSYOPs, and maybe secretly he is running. Who knows?
Oh, that's right. They control all the celebrities, not just ones on a certain political spectrum. I keep forgetting that.
Tom Hanks, apparently. There's a fake Tom Hanks that we see now, and the other Tom Hanks has been stolen away by some.
Same with McCartney. It's happened again and again. When we have those monthly media Zoom meetings with George Soros, we really need to start paying attention instead of dicking off. I'm telling you, we're missing a lot of information here.
I think that we all know that the one celebrity in Texas that would unite both the left and the right, were he to run for governor, would be the H.E. Buddy. If that big old sack of groceries came out and ran for office, everybody in this state would vote for H.E. Buddy.
Absolutely. Nope. You know what? You're wrong on that. There's a lot of HEB hate coming down from the DFW area, which is a huge voting block. You know why? Because HEB is not in northern Dallas.
Good.
Yeah. Screw y'all. That's my HEB.
That's right, Dallas.
Okay. Well,
you get all the beautiful fake boobs. We get HEB.
Matt and CJ. Afternoons, 3 to 6, 101X.